What kind of therapy helps with trauma? You've been to a therapist before. They were nice, the work felt productive in the room. You learned to identify your feelings, name your patterns, journal through hard moments. And somehow, the same triggers still take you out at the knees. You're starting to wonder if you have the wrong kind of therapy. For trauma specifically, the most evidence-backed therapy options are eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, TFCBT, prolonged exposure therapy, PE, and cognitive processing therapy, CPT. Internal family systems, IFS, is also showing strong results for complex trauma. Standard talk therapy is helpful for many things, but trauma usually needs a trauma-specific approach. The body holds the wound, and the right therapy is the one that talks to the body, not just the story. Why standard therapy alone often isn't enough for trauma? Most general therapy is built around insight. You talk through what happened, you name the pattern, you connect the dots. The hope is that understanding leads to change. For ordinary stress and life problems, that often works. For trauma, it often doesn't.
The reason is in the brain. According to research from Bessel van der Kolk and others, trauma memories aren't filed in the same place as regular memories. The hippocampus, which timestamps and contextualizes memories, gets bypassed during trauma. The memory ends up stored as raw sensory data in the amygdala and the body. So you can talk about it intellectually, but the body doesn't get the update. That's why someone who has spent 5 years discussing their trauma in talk therapy can still flinch at the same trigger that brought them in. The right trauma therapy works at the level of the body and the unprocessed memory, not just the verbal story. EMDR, the eye movement therapy with the strongest research base. EMDR stands for Eye Movement Desensitization and Reprocessing. Developed in the late 1980s by Francine Shapiro, it's now endorsed by the World Health Organization, the American Psychological Association, and the Department of Veterans Affairs as a first-line trauma treatment. In a typical EMDR session, the clinician asks you to bring a specific memory to mind while following a moving light or hearing alternating sounds. The bilateral stimulation appears to help the brain reprocess the memory, moving it from the amygdala into normal autobiographical memory. It's still there, it just doesn't run them anymore. EMDR typically works in 6 to 12 sessions for single incident trauma, longer for complex or layered trauma. TFCBT and CPT, the structured cognitive approaches. Trauma-focused CBT, TFCBT, and cognitive processing therapy, CPT, are structured, time-limited protocols originally developed for PTSD. TFCBT teaches you to identify and challenge the distorted beliefs that often follow trauma. It was my fault. I should have done something. I am permanently broken. These thoughts get tested against the evidence and gradually replaced with more accurate ones. CPT is similar, but adds written work. You write a detailed account of what happened, then work with your therapist to identify stuck points, beliefs that have kept you frozen, and rewrite them. Both are around 12 to 20 sessions. Both have decades of research behind them, especially with veterans. Prolonged exposure therapy, facing the memory in measured doses. Prolonged exposure, PE, is exactly what it sounds like.
With careful clinical guidance, you describe the traumatic memory in detail, repeatedly, until it loses emotional charge. You also work towards approaching avoidance situations in real life. PE has the strongest research base for combat-related PTSD, but works for civilian trauma too. It's intense. It's also fast. Most patients complete a full course in 8 to 15 sessions. We don't recommend PE as a first move for everyone. Patients with severe dissociation, active substance use, or limited support systems usually do better with EMDR or IFS first. Internal family systems, when trauma shaped your personality. Some patients have been carrying trauma so long, it shaped how they relate to themselves. They have a harsh inner critic. They have parts of themselves that act like protectors, parts that look like avoidance, parts that look like overachievement. Internal Family Systems Therapy, IFS, developed by Richard Schwartz, treats those patterns as parts of you that took on jobs after the trauma to keep you safe. The work is meeting each part with curiosity and gradually helping it relax.
IFS is especially useful for complex trauma, developmental trauma, and patients who have tried other approaches without breakthrough. Sessions often feel less like therapy and more like a guided internal conversation. It works. What we actually do at RSL&T. At RSL&T Wellness, trauma therapy isn't a single track. We match the approach to your nervous system and your story. Counseling tailored to your trauma profile. Our clinicians work with EMDR, TF-CBT, CPT, IFS, and prolonged exposure. We don't pick by ideology, we pick by fit. Some patients need EMDR for a single incident. Others need IFS for complex developmental trauma. Some need a combination. Medication management, when symptoms are interfering with trauma work. Sleep meds for nightmare-driven insomnia. Prazosin specifically for trauma nightmares. SSRIs like sertraline and escitalopram for the depression and anxiety that often ride alongside trauma. We don't push pills. We don't withhold them either. TMS therapy, when treatment-resistant depression sits on top of trauma. Many trauma patients can't do the deeper trauma work until the depression is treated first, because they don't have the energy to do the lift.
TMS often gives them the floor they need. FDA cleared, drug-free, 6 weeks. Frequently asked questions. How do I know which trauma therapy is right for me? You don't have to know. The first session is an assessment. We look at the type of trauma, single incident versus complex, what you've tried, your current bandwidth, and which approach fits. We adjust as we go. Will I have to retell what happened in detail? It depends on the approach. EMDR doesn't usually require detailed verbal retelling. CPT involves some writing. PE is more detailed. We match the method to what your nervous system can hold. You stay in control of pacing. Does insurance cover trauma therapy? Yes, all of these approaches are covered as part of standard psychotherapy benefits. Select Health, Regents, Cigna, Aetna, United, and Medicare all reimburse for trauma-focused therapy. We bill standard psychotherapy codes. A 15-minute call helps you find the right kind of help. You've spent enough years carrying this without the right tools. Schedule a free 15-minute consult. We'll talk about what's been hard, what you've tried, and which trauma approach fits your situation. No pressure, no diagnosis on the phone.
I'm not a therapist or a doctor. I'm someone who went from suicidal ideation, major depressive disorder, and crippling anxiety to clarity of mind. I feel like I got my life back. RSL&T Wellness is the place that helped me get there. If you're struggling, you don't have to figure this out alone.